Welcome to episode 337 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast about various Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea. And you can find us anywhere under TDR Explore. You'll find lots of fun information and resources for your trip. I'm Trish. I'm one of your co-hosts. And I am the one who was enjoying spring, but it suddenly became winter again. And you can find me on social media at Dream Sweets Love on Instagram and Threads. And with me, as always, is the delightful and charming Chris. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm also the one just confused with this weather. Like last week, right? It was 24 degrees. And then it started raining. And then yesterday, it felt like it was minus -4. Like, what is it? Like, this is weird. I had so many people like message me.
Yeah.
Like, I had so many people message and just say, like, oh, is it usually this cold around this time of year? And I'm like, no, it's usually pretty warm. Like, usually by mid-March, it's nice weather, not winter.
The thing is that we basically, like, the way someone described it online, and I'm like, it's so true, the way the weather is here now, it's like we've shifted a month. So March is still winter. March is February. And April is now March. And if you think about it, if we were in March, this would be normal, right? And there's even a Japanese word for, like, your spring starts and then it goes back to, like, winter weather. I forgot what the word is. You know, but there's a word for it. Even it's just that we've shifted like a whole month in terms of weather.
It so seems we're like really that way,
at the beginning of spring, even though we should be well into proper spring by this point, right?
Yeah, because summer goes well into September now.
Oh yeah. September is August.
It's shifts in the weather. It's very odd.
It was so cold. It was so cold, though, and rainy. Cold and rainy. And I'm like, no.
Cold,
like,
rainy, cherry windy.
Blossoms. Yeah.
It was, just not a good combination.
No.
And it's just like knocking, any of the sakura trees are like in full bloom. Like, they're going to be just blown away pretty quickly, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of like really watching like the local parks closely because our local park was still not in bloom.
Right.
So I'm like, please bloom after the rain.
There's a street that has like, it's lined with sakura trees and I can see them. They were starting to bloom, but then they stopped. I'm like, okay, good. Just wait. Please wait.
Hold.
Hold on for another day and then go for it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know about you. I get like seasonal depression. And for a while, like, it's like my whole mood was like uplifted. I felt energetic. I felt like a complete shift in mood. And then this weather hit and it's like, no.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Just the cold and everything just kind of makes you like, come on.
But seeing the cherry blossoms helps. So it's like.
It does. It really does. And once they bloom too, they don't last long. Like, they're not even a week.
Our apartment, the actually inside the apartment complex, most of them were like at 80% before the rain. And I'm like, oh man, they're going to look all sad now.
Yeah. But that's just how it is. It's hard to kind of pinpoint when everything's going to be in full bloom. Because I know so many people trying to plan their trips around like the blooming of the sakura. And it's like, it's kind of tough to predict. Like they have prediction calendars, but that's, well, as the word says, it's a prediction, right?
Mm-hmm. And with climate change, who knows? You know, like all of a sudden this sudden cold and rain, which is lasting quite a long time. We don't know what it's going to be like, you know?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow and then it's supposed to finally get, and then it's supposed to get warm again. So I think we're okay.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Okay. I have to go out tomorrow though. So I'm not looking forward to that.
I have to as well, but that's okay. But speaking of like terrible weather and stuff. I was at Disney Sea yesterday.
No.
I guess it was my choice, but I wouldn't have gone, or I would have changed my date if it wasn't the first day of like the changes to Fantasy Springs. Like I kind of wanted to be there to kind of see how everything worked. So yeah, I'm sure most of you listening already know the changes that we're going to be talking about that we talked about in last week's episode. The long story short, Fantasy Springs, the attractions there, they all have standby lines now, just normal standby lines. You can just walk up to them and wait. You don't have to do any of that standby pass stuff. It's perfectly fine. Like you don't have to do any of that stuff. And the Disney Premier Access is still available for those, for Peter Pan, Rapunzel, and Frozen, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wanted to go and just see how things worked. I guess I should rephrase everything. Yesterday was obviously the first day of it happening, but also since it was such a terrible weather day, the crowds were a lot lower than probably what they would be normally.
Yeah, I think so.
So my experience is probably not indicative of exactly how it's going to be going forward. I expect the wait times to probably be higher than what I experienced, but you can kind of get a general sense as to how things are going to play out, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the weather was just horrible. Like I don't know what time they let the happy entry people in. My guess is probably 8:15 or 8:30. Cause I didn't get there until about just after 8:30.
Yeah, because I would not want to wait in the line in the morning on a day like today.
Yeah, that was kind of the main reason. I just did not want to wait outside in the rain and the cold that long. But it was fine, I guess. I was bundled up and everything. It just sucks when the gust of wind happens. The gust of wind sucks so bad.
And Disney Sea is like so close to the oceans. It's like super windy.
Oh yeah. Anywhere in the city of Ureasu, it's just windy. Windy, windy, windy. Goodness.
What did it look like in the morning though? Would you say like it was like, how were the crowds in like the morning line?
A lot less than normal, but the security line moved slow.
Of course.
Quite slow.
Yeah.
Not sure why, because they're all open, but things just seem to kind of move a little bit slower than normal.
I mean, it kind of makes sense on a rainy day, because like if you're like, oh no, do they open the bags anymore? No, right?
So how it works is there's like a scanner you go through.
Yeah.
And then they decide if like you need further checking or not.
Right.
So it kind of speeds that up.
Yeah.
But also too, they kind of like hold people once that happens, because that's at where the old ticket booths were.
Yeah.
After that, there's only so many people that can fit in that little space between the ticket booths and the ticket gates.
Yeah.
So if that fills up, they kind of have to hold. And
you know,
it seems like there could be holds up at the ticket gates.
It's so strange, because I almost feel, and I know this is like sacrilege and especially coming from me, but I almost feel like the ticket gates, they don't use them anymore. You know?
They need the ticket booths?
Yeah, why not just, you can keep the upper structure, you can keep the walkway, but remove the ticket booths and change where the security check-in is done, maybe?
Yeah, move it elsewhere. Because Universal Studios Japan actually recently changed their security procedure, or like where it's done now.
Yeah.
I guess like really quickly about that. So most people come for Universal. When people come, they're coming through City Walk, right? And they go under the arches. And how it used to work is you could just like walk right under the arches and then pass the ticket booths, and then they would do security check at the ticket gates.
Yeah.
And this created like a really big line, even past like the arches if it was busy enough.
Yeah.
But now they changed it where everyone is funneled to the other arch. So once you walk through the first arch from City Walk, you have to go all the way to the right. Like, it's all fenced off now. You go all the way to the right arch. And then that's where they have this long line of like security, basically like airport scanners. And it like funnels everyone over there. And there's also a ton more lockers. They built more lockers, which is, thank goodness, because finding a locker there was kind of a nightmare before. So now they have tons and tons of lockers. But yeah, you go through the security there, and then you kind of like double back to the front of the park on the other side of the new fences that they put up. Mm-hmm. And when I went middle of March, when it was super busy, it felt very smooth. Cause like they're like, they kind of moved the bottlenecks around. So they weren't like on top of each other, and it just made it for like a more smoother experience. So I'm hoping Disney maybe kind of figures that out for Disney Sea. They've kind of done that already with Disneyland, because the security is well before, because it's under the monorail station.
Right. Like something like that, where they just move the security area.
Yeah.
It's
wild to think, like, we never had security until, like, what? Was it, like, they installed that in, what, 2021 or something? Like, it's very recent.
Yeah.
Up until then, we had no, like, basically, do we even had security? I don't think they ever checked our bags. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember. Like, I feel like, was there something? I don't remember. I feel like there was something, though.
You know, I can't remember now.
I feel like there was something, because I always like, I felt like the, like, because coming from like Disney World, I always felt like Disney World is so violating the way they do it. And I really hate it. Or I haven't been in a long time, so I don't know if it's changed. I kind of doubt that. But like, yeah, and I always was like, oh, Tokyo Disneyland it feels much nicer. So I feel like we had something, but I don't remember what it was.
It was very lax. It was kind of like, they just kind of like looked in the bag, I think. Just like, okay, you're good.
But yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like in response to the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. No, we had definitely before the Olympics.
Yeah.
But we didn't have the machines. We had
we definitely didn't have the machines. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, it took some time to get through security for that. Which kind of sucked, but it is what it is. But I was checking the wait times, because you can check the wait times for on the Tokyo Disney Resort app when you're not at the park. So if you're at home, even if you're overseas, you can still check the wait times as long as the park is open. Mm-hmm. So like right at 9 o'clock, because like early entry people, if you're in the park before 9 o'clock, the wait times and stuff don't start. Like they don't show up in the app until 9. So it's like there's no way to know what the wait times were before that.
Yeah.
But right at 9:05, I took screenshots. So Frozen was at 50 minutes. Rapunzel was at 40. Peter Pan was at 20. And Fairy Tinkerbell was at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not bad. And then, of course, it just kind of climbed from there, right? I think, not even 20 minutes later, 9:17, Frozen shot up to 110.
Yeah.
And then Rapunzel was 40 and Peter Pan was 40. And then Tinkerbell was 15.
I feel like that's not bad at all.
No. The highest I saw was 130 minutes for Frozen at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then 60 minutes for Rapunzel, 40 for Peter Pan, and then 40 for Tinkerbell. So it kind of kept climbing, right?
Yeah.
And then later in the morning, it was 100 minutes for Rapunzel. Same for, it was 120 for Frozen, 70 for Peter Pan, and 40 for Tinkerbell. And I think that's the highest they got to.
I'm surprised Rapunzel gets up that high with it being so short and like a boat ride.
I think it's because the queue is not very big. Doesn't have a big queue. So for Disney Premier Access, it's no surprise Frozen ran out first. And I think it ran out at 10:30, around 10:30 is when it ran out. And then I kind of kept checking throughout the day, and Rapunzel and Peter Pan never seemed to have run out of their DPA. But again, this is all because I think because it was a slow day because of the weather. So mm-hmm. I would say probably on a normal day, they'll probably sell out at some point. But maybe like not until the afternoon or something. It's hard to say. I'll have to kind of check, as the days go on. But with Frozen, I noticed more became available later in the evening. Which is interesting. So I obviously they don't tell us this, but I don't know how they decide when to release more. Like, I know people mm-hmm. have their theories, like, oh, it's at these times that they drop and stuff. Like, I don't think that's the case. I think people are just trying to figure out a pattern, but I don't think there is one. It's probably someone just like deciding, you know what, we can release more or something. But maybe. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just guessing. So overall, it's like it's pretty easy to get DPA if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did notice is so Rapunzel, because it has the shortest queue in terms, well, except for Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell has a short queue. But Rapunzel, of the three like big ticket attractions, it has the shortest physical queue. So like the queue kind of wrapped around past the entrance to Fantasy Springs at one point in the morning. Like it was uh-huh. quite long.
Oh my.
And then Frozen as well, it kind of wrapped through Arendelle and like towards the hotel. And that was kind of like first thing in the morning. And then as the day kind of went on, it kind of stabilized a little bit. Wasn't as like the line wasn't as physically long, it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
But for Peter Pan, I never saw it go above 70 minutes, which is pretty good. Peter Pan's queue is massive. It like, it's a people eater attraction mm-hmm. and it moves a lot of people through.
Yeah.
So I think there's what, three ride vehicles that go out like every probably minute
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And I think each one holds like 8 or 9 people or something, like 10 people, something like that. So like it pushes people through pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Compared to the other two. The other two are boat rides. So, you know, boat rides are, they take a little bit longer to load and unload. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
No, I always hear that Peter Pan is the easiest one to get on.
Oh, yeah. And Tinkerbell is now as well, since you don't have to do any standby pass stuff. You can just rock up to it. It's a nice. Cute little ride. Like, yeah. It's fun. It's one of those, like, do it when you can. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think you need to prioritize it, but make sure you do it at some point, because it's a cute little ride.
I really like, want to do it.
The queue, I think the queue is super cute. It's really cute. It's a cute queue.
I want to see cheese.
Yes, you need to see cheese. As for like, because we kind of talked about it last episode, like what strategy should you do? Mm. I guess there's a couple ways you can go about it. Because as we mentioned before too, Fantasy Springs is kind of a trek
mm-hmm.
from the front of the park. Like it can take you like 15 to 20 minutes to walk there from the front of the park. So one thing you could do is get Disney Premier Access for Frozen as soon as you get into the park. And then if you want, go all the way to Fantasy Springs and then like get in line for Rapunzel or Peter Pan. Or if you don't want to do that, you can get it like, I would still get a DPA for Frozen and then go do something like Journey to the Center of the Earth mm-hmm. or Tower of Terror. And like, cause that's closer to the front of the park.
Yeah.
And then like make your way back to Fantasy Springs. And what you could do is kind of gauge what the wait times are. And you could, if you want to grab a DPA for Rapunzel, even though I don't really think, in terms of like quote unquote value, because Rapunzel is such a short attraction, if you want to compare it that way, compared to Frozen, and they're both 2,000 yen per person.
Like, yeah.
You're kind of getting more bang for your buck with Frozen. And if you bought something, like if you want to buy another DPA, do it for Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
But with Peter Pan, the wait time never really gets too high. So you could just wait in the queue as well. So you could also maybe just like depending on the wait time for Rapunzel, you could just wait in the standby line. For me personally, my threshold for buying DPA is if the wait time is over an hour, then I'll consider the DPA. If it's like, if it's 60 minutes or less, then I'm like, nah, I'll just wait in the standby line. Like an hour is fine to me.
Yeah. We really don't usually buy it unless we're with family.
Yeah.
Then we would buy it. But like, I don't really see the need, you know?
Yeah. And for the DPA stuff, again, like once you buy it, you have to wait like before you can buy another one. And when you buy it, it'll tell you in the app when your next one is available. Mm-hmm. I think it's in 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Like it's either like you buy it and then you have to wait 60 minutes to buy the next one, or once you use the current DPA. So if you bought one for right away and used it, then you can buy another one right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like after it's used. I believe that's how it works. So, yeah, there's a lot of different strategies just because, like, the park is so oddly shaped now, right?
Oh, it's yeah.
Like, how much do you want to be walking back? Like, you don't want to be walking back in, like, to the back of the park, to the front of the park, to the back of the park, to the front of the park, right?
Mm-hmm. It's so time-consuming, so it's good to have, like, a strategy to, like, do it in blocks if you can.
Yeah. Me personally, I'd probably, my preference would probably be once you get in, buy DPA for Frozen, maybe later in the day, mm-hmm. like later in the morning or something, and then just kind of do the stuff at the front of the park. And then kind of just like let the morning rush go back there because everyone's going to go there. Everyone's just going to run there. And then kind of just kind of take your time with it. I think it's probably the best way to go about it. But I haven't done that theory yet, so I have to kind of try it out and just see how it goes.
I think it's hard too when you're like in a group of people. Like if you're in a larger group, it's sometimes harder to like move around or like decide, you know, like some people want to do one thing, some people don't want to do it, like Tower of Terror, for example. Some people just like don't want to ride it. So like it's kind of like harder when you're in a bigger group.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So, mm-hmm.
And well, I guess too, like a lot of people are asking, well, is it worth staying at the Fantasy Springs Hotel now that you can't, like they don't have their limited ride ticket stuff?
Yeah.
I still think it's worth staying there because you still get early entry into Fantasy Springs, like, or into Disney Sea. And your entry goes right into Fantasy Springs. You could, in theory, knock out Frozen and Rapunzel before the first guests even get to the back of Fantasy, like get to Fantasy Springs from the front of the park.
I mean, yeah, but you could stay at a nicer hotel like MiraCosta and it doesn't make a massive difference. So I would
recommend MiraCosta,
you know?
Well, no, I'm just talking from a pure strategic standpoint.
Like, I mean, sure.
If that's your sole focus.
Knock things off a list for sure.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. Like you still have that advantage. But no, I agree. I think the MiraCosta is a better hotel overall.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are staying at the Fantasy Springs Hotel, you'll definitely get your strategy will be different. I don't think you need to buy DPA for anything. You can just do Frozen first thing, and then probably get into standby for Rapunzel, and then you're good. And then like the other two will be easy enough to do later in the day if you want to.
Mm-hmm. For sure,
because like. You can kind of do everything opposite of everyone. You kind of do those first and then you kind of make your way to the front of the park while everyone's coming back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could make a big difference, I think.
Oh, for sure.
What else was I going to say about this? I kind of went through my list already.
How are the restaurants to get into? I mean, I know the weather, it was like kind of like a special situation, but was it rather easy to get into, or was there still like a bit of
the restaurants had tons of availability, and even like 2 days before that,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to use my Fantasy Springs Magic ticket that I bought in December that I couldn't use because I was sick, so I went on March 30th, which was a Sunday. Is that a Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, no. Yes, Sunday.
No, it was,
Yeah, it was Sunday, the 30th.
It was Sunday. It was Sunday because the first was Monday. Yeah.
First was Tuesday. Yeah.
No, oh my God, sorry.
I just looked up. I haven't changed my calendar over yet. Oops. I need to change my calendar. but yeah, even on then, like the Sunday was a lot busier and it was super easy to get a mobile order for all three of the restaurants.
Nice.
In Fantasy Springs. So there's just a lot of availability. So it's not like a mad rush as it once was, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like super important to have to like make sure you get your DPA, then mobile order. Like you can kind of like leave the mobile order till later, kind of when you know when you want to eat. Like maybe start checking like half an hour before you want to eat, just in case.
Or like when you have an idea of like what you're like what you've already knocked off and what part of the park you'll be in, and be like, oh, we'll be close to that area. We can do it at this time.
Yeah, because and it's only the Fantasy Springs restaurants that are mobile order only. There's other restaurants in the park that have mobile order, but they also have just a regular line that you can walk into.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of thinking, like, are they ever going to make these not mobile order? But looking at how the restaurant is set up, there's only one register for each of the restaurants.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think they're ever – I think it's going to be mobile order unless they want to rehaul all three of the restaurants to add, like, more, like, place, like physical places to order. And I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I do know, though, like, most people are going to be using the app, right? Because you kind of have to. But if you don't have – have the app, you can go up to them and ask them, like, hey, I don't have the app, but I want to eat here. They will let you order in person, but they might give you like a return time to come back.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought it's so strange because I know there are, and I this is kind of like unthinkable to me, but everybody's different when they travel. And we, you know, when I was working at the tourism office, we did encounter quite a few people who would ask to use like, where is the payphone? Because they did not have a mobile with them. So there are a lot of people who travel and they just don't use a mobile. And I know some elderly might still be using like an old style phone, right? So
Galapagos phones, as they call them.
I don't know. But like, you know, so yeah, it's kind of interesting, like thinking about that, right?
Yeah. I guess like going off at a little bit of a tangent, you can buy like Disney Premier Access and like get these passes and stuff without a phone. You just have to talk to a cast member.
It would just be so inconvenient, and it would take time out of your day. You have to line up, and that line can get long, you know.
But you can't, like, it is doable.
Yeah.
You don't, like, I'm sure most people listening will be using their phones, so I think it's fine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, it was, the first day, I think, was pretty good. We'll just have to kind of keep an eye on it and see how it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows? But yeah, the weather was not great. It didn't help anything.
It's freezing. Yeah.
It was pretty cold. It was cold. It was not good.
Aww.
It was not a good time. But I did get to meet Mickey at the front of the park. That was nice.
That's kind of like one of the perks of going like on a bad weather day, though. You don't have as much of a wait. You might meet the characters more easily, you know?
Yeah.
So that's like a good point.
Yeah. I met Mickey at the front of the park. It was pretty like straightforward. There was like five people in line.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of. You never see that.
Yeah.
So it's just very interesting. Well, I shouldn't say it's interesting. Like that's kind of what happens when the weather's really bad.
Yeah.
Bad weather keeps people away.
Oh, at least for
like,
sure.
like it keeps local people away for sure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I guess when I say people that live in Japan, like they will change their dates.
Like people that are staying at the hotel. If you live in like the greater Tokyo area, right?
Yeah. Like you'll be like, let's not go to the, let's change our ticket.
For sure.
But of course, if you're staying at the hotels, like you're not going to change your days.
Mm-hmm.
Because you kind of can't. That's kind of why you're there, right? But kind of works in your favor, I think.
Yeah.
Works out. The rest of the park was also quite quite quiet. Like Soaring was 70 minutes, which is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Soaring's usually well over 100 every single day.
That's great. Yeah, that you could get in so easily.
Yeah. But I guess in order of popularity, like high wait times, Frozen is going to be the longest wait out of the four in Fantasy Springs, followed by Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And then Peter Pan will be third, and that's just because it's not that it's not a good ride. It's excellent. It's just a people eater, so they push people through pretty quickly. And then. Mm-hmm. Tinkerbell is just a cute little family fun ride. So the wait time's not going to get too high on that one either.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's all good.
Well, it sounds really great. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just trying to think when to go. Like, what is a good time to go, you know?
Once the weather's warm.
Absolutely.
Although the wait times will be higher, but.
Yeah. Although I heard from a friend who went like last summer and she said that the wait times were really low in the summertime.
Yeah. It's been too hot.
Yeah. That's the thing. It gets so like incredibly hot. So I'm like, I wonder if like that might be a good time like to just go knock out whatever we want to do and like either can you this is like a weird question. I have not been in such a long time. Can you still leave and come back?
Oh yeah, you just have to scan your ticket.
Okay.
Like they don't do the hand stamp anymore. They scan your ticket.
Yeah, I wonder if that might work out. Like go in the beginning part of the day, take a break in the middle of the day, like relax somewhere like nice and cool, and then go back and hit it again at night, you know?
That's what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Like early afternoon I left just to get out of the weather and just like relax and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back in the evening.
So yeah, that could work.
That's easy. But yeah, just make sure you get them to scan your ticket before you leave.
Okay.
The cast members ask, like they ask if you're coming in, like, or, cool. or coming back in, I should say.
Mm-mm.
Which is good to know, I suppose. It was also really cute seeing the characters underneath the MiraCosta archway.
I love it. Yeah.
Because usually the characters will be roaming like in front of the aquasphere, like the plaza. And then also like in Mediterranean Harbor in front of the harbor. But of mm-hmm. course it's raining, so they're not doing that. So they all kind of come out and just kind of like congregate underneath the archway there. So it's like Mickey and Minnie don't wander around. They have like their own little dedicated spot. But the other ones like Clarice, Chip and Dale, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, and Pluto, they all kind of roam about. And then Geppetto, Pinocchio, they all, like, those characters kind of roam around as well.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't yesterday because it was raining all day, but also, like, a lot of the princesses will roam around in Fantasy Springs, which is also cute. Really cute. It was nice. Actually really cute. I didn't get it on camera. But Rapunzel and Aurora were walking by and they were holding hands. It was so cute.
Oh, it's so weird to see Aurora in Disney Sea though.
Yeah. Well, she does have like some stone. She's in the rock work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I guess like as we've mentioned before, like that's kind of like the Fantasyland area. So like that's where all the princesses are, right?
Like, I feel like if we're breaking that rule, why can't we get Ariel back in Disneyland? You know, I would love to see her there.
Yeah, does Ariel meet there?
No.
She does. Does she? No, sorry, at Disney Sea in Fantasy Springs.
At Disney Sea? Oh.
I can't remember if she does or not. Like, as a roaming character in Fantasy Springs.
I don't know.
Because, you know, they got rid of her meet or greeting area a while back.
Yeah.
That's gone. I don't know. I know, like, Anna and Elsa, Rapunzel, Aurora, I think Cinderella and Belle are also show up as well. I'm pretty sure Ariel does. I can't remember off the top of my head. There's so many characters. I can't remember. And it's not like they all come out at once. They're all just kind of staggered about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Flynn comes out sometimes too with Rapunzel.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And was it Philip? Is that Aurora's prince? Prince Philip? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I was second guessing myself. I've been watching The Crown. So, like Prince Philip, right?
No, it is. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anna and Elsa. And I think it's, yeah, the only Frozen characters are Anna and Elsa.
Okay.
It's nice. Yeah.
That sounds nice so that lovely.
It's nice that they bring out characters, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I thought I'd have more to talk about with this, but I guess not.
Oh no.
And it's pretty straightforward though. Like you get to walk in now and just kind of less passes to have to deal with, right? Like one less, it's a good change overall, in my opinion. Like it's,
I mean, I just like it being available, you know?
Yeah. Giving people the option to wait is better than the wait time is 10 minutes, but you can't wait because you don't have a pass.
Yeah, sorry you traveled from Hokkaido or Fukuoka. Sorry if you came from overseas. So it's nice that you have the opportunity to ride it no matter what, which I think is amazing.
Yeah. Which is nice. It's a nice change.
It's important. It's really important, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised they got rid of it as, well, you know, I don't know. Did they get, like, would you consider them, they got rid of this requirement pretty quickly or slowly?
I feel like comparing to how it was getting into Beauty and the Beast, I feel like a similar amount of time passed before you could write that.
Beauty and the Beast normally was the freaking worst.
Yeah.
It was all entry requests, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
Bought a ticket.
As we lost and it. And
then you go in and it's like, okay, do I get to ride Beauty and the Beast? No.
Nope. Sorry. Please don't stand in front of the castle for too long. Please keep moving. It's like, okay.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Beauty and the Beast opened during COVID too.
Yeah.
So I remember it was supposed to open like April 2020. And then they just.
The height of the pandemic.
Yeah, that messed that all up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the past now.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Kind of.
I mean, yeah. There's obviously the changes affected how the parks work now, which is unfortunate, but we can't change it. So no point in dwelling on it. Yeah, so I'll go back to Disney Sea again sooner than later to see how things kind of play out. Like, kind of see.
Oh, I have a question. Okay. I don't remember if I was talking with you or with another friend. Are there cherry blossoms in Fantasy Springs?
Oh, it was me. I didn't notice any. It's all just like green ferns.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So there's no cherry blossoms. I guess Peter Pan, like Neverland, I guess wouldn't really have, like Neverland seems like it's just forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with Rapunzel and Arendelle.
Okay.
It's all just like mountainy kind of areas that you really wouldn't have cherry blossoms, I guess.
Okay. Okay. No, you know, because I was talking with another friend this weekend and she was telling me that they have something called almond blossoms, which look really similar to cherry blossoms in Arabian coast, except it has like a very vivid like pink center. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, I had never considered the type the way almonds grow. And we were looking at pictures and it has like almonds growing next to the almond blossoms. And I'm like, oh my God, that looks amazing. I want to see it. Almond? So we're that's like, what oh, they we are? Gotta go. Yeah, they're almond blossoms.
Oh, I took a picture in front of those.
They're really cool. I want to go see it.
Oh my, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it looks very cool. Like it looks like sakura. Pretty mm-hmm. close to it. Oh, I see what you mean. Like it, the middle is very red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to look at my picture because I took a picture with it the other day.
Yeah, we were talking about like flowers and like how like we were talking about like the annual pass and like how one of the nice things about having the annual pass is that you could really like it wasn't about like getting, you know, things done in the day. It was like you could really enjoy your surroundings, right? And we were talking about like the different flowers and like where they grew and like things like that.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I just pulled up the picture. Yeah, those are the ones. Yeah, the centers are very red. Mm-hmm. And the petals are like a pink, like sakura pink.
Yeah, they're like the same shape as like sakura petals.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I had no idea. I learned something new today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's no sakura in Fantasy Springs.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think we can leave it off here. And
okay.
Next episode, we're going to talk about Universal. We're going to talk about all the spring stuff there.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Wicked and talk about Kuromi and her million costume changes that she does in her show.
Yes.
Minions and Peanuts and the Jurassic World Journey event.
Oh, yes.
Is like one of the biggest reasons to go. It's like it's not that I wasn't excited for it. It was just kind of like, okay, yeah, they're doing a Jurassic World event. Mm-hmm. And then actually after seeing it, I'm like, oh, this is actually really fun. I love that they did this. So yeah, we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Oh, so excited.
So before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful explorers that are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. You get access to the newest episodes a day ahead. We have bonus episodes and everything. So yeah, go check it out. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mom Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Robinson, Taylor, Melon, Alex.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, Adelaide, Tara, Nina, and Tuyen.
If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, hit that follow button, you know, whatever it's called on your podcast app of choice, so that way you don't miss any of our newest episodes. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I'm the one that was freezing himself in line for Fantasy Springs to get content for everybody. So the things I do. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
I want to go see almond blossoms at DisneySea.
I need to
choose a day and go. I'm waiting for the weather to just stabilize a little bit. And I was talking to like the teen and I'm like, hey, you want to go together? And he's like, yeah. So we're trying to like think of a day because he just started uni. So when our schedules can align. But yeah, I want to go.
Yes, all right, guys. You need to go.
Let us know. Okay, let us know, first of all, what are your like go-to things that you feel help make a rainy day better? And then also, are you in the parks right now? What are you doing? Have you tried the new like Fantasy Springs system where you don't have to use any special passes? And let us know how your trip is going and keep exploring.
All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.